It is Allah who has given you ears, eyes, and hearts, yet seldom you show gratitude. It is He who has placed you in the earth, and before Him you shall all be assembled on the day of judgment. It is He who gives life and causes you to die, and in His control is the alternation of the night and day. Then why don't you understand? On the contrary, they just say what their forefathers said before them, who said, "What? After death, when our bodies become dust and bones, could we really be raised to life again?" We have heard many such threats, and so did our forefathers before us. These are nothing but legends of prior people. Say, to whom belongs the earth and everything therein? Tell me if you know. They will promptly reply, to Allah. Ask them, then why do you not use your common sense and believe in Him? Say, who is the Rabb of the seven heavens and the Rabb of the glorious throne? Right away they will say, Allah. Ask them, then why do you not fear Him? Say, in whose hands is the sovereignty of all things, protecting all, while against Him there is no protection? Tell me if you know. Quickly they will reply, Allah. Ask them, then how can you be so bewitched? The fact of the matter is that we have brought them the truth, and undoubtedly these people are liars. Never has Allah begotten a son, nor is there any god besides Him. Had it been so, each god would govern his own creation, and each would try to overpower the others. Exalted be Allah above the sort of things they attribute to Him. He knows what is hidden and what is open, far above He from the shirk of these people.